Barrow Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Signs shall follow what? Who? Them that believe. How many believers we got in here? Okay. Next question. How many of these signs are following you? When, if ever, have you laid hands on the sick and watched them recover? Whenever have you spoken to something and saw it come to pass? Tell someone, these signs should follow you. But you got to understand, it's not you doing it. You have to do the act, so you activate. You release that from you. But it's got to be in faith. Nothing wavering. You know, we had a sister that went to Africa with us. She's a very faithful sister. She's part of our team. And she came back and something was going on in her body. And, you know, she sent out a text on WhatsApp and everybody was praying and praying and praying. We were praying for you. It was getting worse. Praying. And Lord said, don't text. Call her. And I called her. Marcia. Wife knows her real well. And I called her, and the Lord said, don't pray for her. Speak to that condition. Amen. Tell that condition what to do. Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. You speak it, but God will perform it. Amen. There's covenant means there's a part that you play. Amen. Play is a, I don't even like to use it. There's a part that you must do. God has covenant with us. Healing is the children's bread. These signs shall follow them that believe, but there's something required of you. And so you got to get in that ocean. Tell somebody, you got to, like we say, I want it all. No, some like wading in the water. You know, you like getting your toes in the sand and your feet wet, and that's it. But you got to launch out. Another part of that dream, and some of you have heard it in detail, but another part, the devil was right there. And he was talking and trying to make me afraid. And what he said before the angel and I jumped in that ocean or in that lake, he said, you know, a whole lot, this is what he said, a whole lot of people have drowned in this water. That's what he said. But when I looked over at him, he was scared. I'm going to say scared to death. He was scared ugly. I'm telling you, in his eyes, the eyes were terrified, horrified. And now I understand that a whole lot of people don't ever get to that water. Amen. Amen. He stopped before they ever get there. Amen. With other stuff. But if the Lord ever leads you to that water, jump in. Amen. Jump in his name. Let him take you deeper than your fear. Because fear is what holds you hostage or bond in bondage that torments you. Fear of failure. Fear of not enough. Fear of sickness. I get so tired of hearing people talk about sickness. Yeah, I was doing a little and now I have all the respect and reverence and honor for doctors. Good doctors. I ain't talking about the ones that's just in it for the money. There's plenty of them. right? Huh? I got a good doctor. My wife was just telling me he listened to our radio program. And he said he's going to come to the church. I'm still looking for him. He said he's going to come visit us sometime. But he loves the Lord. And you know, that's my prerequisite. Do you know the Lord? Now, he's a good man. But you have your share of doctors that ain't all about that. They're about other things. I want to challenge you. Because sometimes someone's faith can go just as far as the doctor. Amen. And you put all your eggs in that basket. But they're not Dr. Jesus. Amen. So whenever there's a negative report, instead of just, you know, getting afraid and you know, being moved by that, go deeper. Amen. Go deeper. God has given us promises. Amen. 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 We've been delivered from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, and the second death. I just want to give you a little statistic here, and I have nothing against doctors. Amen. Good doctors, not witch doctors. Here's three interesting statistics about doctors. They have the shortest lifespan out of any profession. 56 years is their expected lifespan. Doctors. They have the highest abuse rate of alcohol and drugs. Doctors. The highest abuse rate of alcohol and drugs. And finally, the most disturbing statistic is they have the highest suicide rate. The only ones with a higher suicide rate in any profession are psychiatrists. So that kind of tells me something. Now, you trying to tell me how to live a long life and be healthy, and you going out here next year. Those are statistics. Those are real statistics. So that ought to tell us something. There's got to be something beyond them doctors. If you're trying to tell me how to stay healthy and you about to commit suicide yourself. That's real statistics. You know, don't let people decide your destiny, especially when it comes to your health. Don't leave it in the hands of people. God is a healer. His word gives us life more abundant. And he calls us to trust him. And trusting him means that, you know, that's the Zoe life. It's a life of peace. Some of us, our health would improve simply by stop worrying. You what they call a worry wart. Stop worrying. Amen. That's a weight that will become a sin. Look at somebody, tell them, stop worrying. Look at them, tell them, be happy. Don't worry. Just be happy. It ain't gonna hurt you to be happy. Don't let people decide your destiny, especially when it comes to your health. Like I said, good doctors are good doctors. They give you good information. They'll take care of you. But that whole profession in general is an industry. Amen. Like pharmaceuticals. You know they have a lot of chemical stuff like vitamin E that they make in a laboratory. That ain't going to help you. It's the natural stuff. If nature created a problem, then nature has a solution for it. It ain't gonna be made in the laboratory. That stuff is not to heal you a lot of times, it's just to suppress stuff and to make you dependent on stuff. Are we seeing enough of that in the world today? Come on, it's time to wake up and trust God and believe God. Amen. He's our healer. Whatever means or method he might want to use, he's our healer. And he'll use doctors, good doctors. Amen? Just had to get on that little soapbox for a little bit there, because we don't want to exalt anything above the Lord. Allow anything to become an idol. Rest is a prevailing quality of God's completeness. It's a prevailing quality of God's completeness. When God is ruling a life, that person is at rest. Doesn't mean they're asleep. Doesn't mean they're passive. Doesn't mean they don't work hard. But their spirit man is at rest. What I've titled this message today that we'll get into is The Fight for Life. Somebody say, the fight for life. Tell somebody, I'm fighting for my life. You know, you rarely hear people say that or anything similar to that unless something's gone awfully wrong. That person fighting for their life. Why aren't you fighting for your life when you're healthy? Let me tell you something. It's more important to you than to just be healthy. It's important for you to get fit. Because you can be healthy, but if you don't get fit, your health will decline. Hello? Amen. I said, if you don't get fit, see, many times people still do what was done decades ago. You know, but decades ago, when people ate all the stuff that a lot of people still eat today, they was in the field all day. And so they worked that off. You ain't in no field. You sitting up on a nice, comfortable couch. Eat the same thing. Well, my grandma used to eat, yeah, but grandma worked. Hard labor. Amen. Come on, let's wake up. Tell somebody, God needs you around for a long time. Your children need you around. Your grandchildren need you around. The next generations need you around. You got wisdom. You got understanding about things. They need your voice. Amen. All right. So rest is a prevailing quality of God's completeness. I have an assignment. You have an assignment. This was prophesied to me years ago that I would bring a certain people into their rest. Amen. Or into their promised land. Take them across. Amen. Like a Joshua did. Moses, as great as he was, he didn't do it. It took a Joshua generation, a Caleb, to take someone across. Tell somebody, you got to take somebody across.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR Banks. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.